Emporia State Hornet Basketball. Hornet Basketball is brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control, working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free, the best it can be. Call 620-342-4222. By Nextech Wireless, the latest in wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Nextech Wireless inside the Flint Hills Mall. By Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the global agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. By Carrie's Diamonds, for the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life. 1015 Industrial, Carrie's Diamonds, where their difference is you. By The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant. Open Thursday through Saturday. The Station, where Emporia connects. Also brought to you by the RV Dock, the Credit Union of Emporia, Longvine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Plumbing by Spellman, Hair Crafters, Witten Construction, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, PT Associates of Emporia, and Charlie's Place. Also brought to you by Prof Sports Bar and Grill, Express Tire Pros, Cheryl Schumann Electric, Mark II Lumber, Mel's Tire, Farm Bureau Agent Brian Fillinger, John North Ford, Mainstay Suites, The Pizza Ranch, Shoal Construction, Flint Hills Mall, and Williams Automotive. Now stay tuned for Emporia State Hornet Basketball.
Our national anthem is played by the Hornet Review before tonight's game between Emporia State and Pittsburgh State. And welcome back to Watt Auditorium or on Slaymaker Court as the Emporia State Hornets get set to take on the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. MIAA action. It's down to the final two games of the regular season, and the Emporia State Hornets looking to put a little bit of excitement into their postseason. Let's take a look at our starting lineups for tonight's ball game. Brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman, located at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. First off for the Pittsburgh State Gorillas, they come in with a record of 7-19. They're 4-16 in the MIAA, coached by Jeff Boshi in his first year. And this is the lineup he will go with tonight at the guard spot. The Quinton Harnick Jr., a 6-foot senior out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. He's averaging 13 points, 3 rebounds, and 6 assists. Also at a guard will be R.J. Fournay, a 6'3 sophomore out of Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, averaging 8 points and 2 rebounds. At a forward spot will be Jeremy Shaw, 6'6 junior out of St. Louis, averaging 7 points and 2 rebounds. And Deshaun English, a 6'6 junior out of Pittsburgh, he comes into this contest averaging 14 points and 9 rebounds. And in the post will be Tane Prichter, 6'11 freshman out of Bend, Oregon, averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds. For the Emporia State Hornets, they come in with a record of 20-6. They are 14-6 in the MIAA. They are coached by Craig Doty, who's in his fifth year, 75-61. And this is the lineup Emporia State will counter with. At the point guard spot will be Owen Long, 6'3 junior out of Sikeston, Missouri. He's a transfer from Youngstown State, also started out at Maryville University. He's averaging 17 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. He'll be joined in the backcourt by Caden Evans, a 6'4 sophomore out of Kansas City, Missouri. Oak Park High School product, a transfer from Southwest Minnesota State. He comes in averaging 8 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. At a forward spot will be Elijah Comethyr, 6'7", junior out of Cibolo, Texas, a transfer from Colorado Springs, Colorado. He averages 14 points and 5 rebounds a ball game. Also at a forward, Peyton Roger Schmidt, the 6'7 sophomore from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. He's averaging 4 points and 5 rebounds a ball game. And in the post for Emporia State will be Mayim Boom, the 6'10 sophomore out of Lincoln, Nebraska. He comes into tonight's ball game averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds. The officials for tonight's game, as assigned by the MIAA, John Moore will be our referee. Kyle Leroy and Daniel Vogt will be our umpires for tonight's contest. Emporia State will be dressed in their home whites with black numbers and black letters. It says Emporia across the front. And Pittsburgh State will be dressed in the road red uniforms tonight with black numbers and letters on the front and with a red trim around the letters and the numbers. Our starting lineups have been brought to you by Plumbing by Spellman, located at 821 Commercial for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. Emporia State coming off a victory on Saturday on the road, a win over Lincoln, 72-66. Pittsburgh State coming off a victory of their own as they won at home over Nebraska Kearney, 93-85. It'll be Mayim Boom and Tane Prichter in the center circle. The tip is up and controlled by Emporia State. They'll play to the basket to our right as we view it here courtside. Hope you enjoy it. We're underway. Top the key, Mayim Boom gives it off to Caden Evans. Emporia State running a little bit of a weave. Caden step back three. Off the back iron, no good. Rebound to Pittsburgh State's Tane Prichter. Turns, hands it off to Quentin Hardick, who gets it across the timeline. Emporia State man-to-man with their defense. English has it over on the left side, picked up by Peyton Roger Schmidt. One-handed pass goes to Deshaun English. English tried to drive, gets it in the lane, puts up the shot, crawls off, no good. Rebound, battled for it. A foul's going to be called on Pittsburgh State. They'll call this foul on Tane Prichter. That's his first team foul, number one, on Pittsburgh State. Emporia State will have the ball to play inbounds in backcourt, and Pittsburgh State will apply some full-court pressure. Peyton Roger Schmidt gets the inbounds pass. Now they work it to Comethyr, who lobs it into front court to Peyton Roger Schmidt. He'll hand it off to Caden Evans, now to Owen Long, middle of the floor. No score, just underway. High post right side, Elijah Comethyr. Or I think it's that Caden Evans. Gets it down low to Elijah Comethyr, being double teamed. Now bad pass intercepted by Pittsburgh State. Up the floor for a layup is good. 2-0 Pittsburgh State. Here come the Hornets the other way. Elijah Comethyr fakes the dish. Layup crawls off, no good, and he's going to get fouled. He'll get 2 free throws as he gets taken out along the baseline. Picking up the personal foul will be Tane Prichter. That's his second, and this will put Elijah Comethyr at the free throw line. Elijah from the charity stripe, a 72% free throw shooter on the season. Elijah, the transfer from Colorado Springs, Colorado, knocks down the first free throw. Was a first-team Rocky Mountain selection a year ago. Substitution for Pittsburgh State, Calvin Polina into the lineup, replacing Prichter. Second free throw coming for Comethyr, and this one is also good. We're tied at 2, just underway here in the first half. Pittsburgh State with the basketball. Out front with it. This is Hardick. Dishes it off to English. English trying to drive. Needs some help. Now gets it back out to Hardick Jr. Gets it underneath the basket. Kicks it out for a 3 to English. English trying to drive. Gets his shot blocked out of bounds by Mayim Boom. Pittsburgh State will keep the ball with 6 seconds on the shot clock. They'll play it inbounds on the baseline. They play it inbounds to Polina. Get it off to Fournet. He'll shoot a 3. That one off the mark. And we have a shot clock violation as that shot did not draw iron. And Emporia State will get the ball. What a basketball being brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Pittsburgh State applying some backcourt pressure. Emporia State does get it into front court. Owen Long with the basketball. 17 seconds on the shot clock. Drives, kicks it out to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Right corner three. Got a haircrafter's three for Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. He can do it. Don't count him out. That's his sixth made three of the season. It's a haircrafter's three, and the Hornets are up 5-2. Call Mark Kraft at 620-342-6172. Make an appointment to get your haircut at Haircrafters at 1027 Commercial, downtown Emporia. Here's a three-point shot off the mark for Hardick Jr., and Emporia State has the rebound, and then they try to bring the ball at the other end and end up turning it over as Elijah Commother had it underneath the basket and tried to feed it between a couple of defenders, and ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Elijah Commother here. 5-2 Emporia State, 17:30 to play here in the first half. Hardick Jr. with the basketball, feeds it left side into the hands of Shaw. Shaw needs some help. Now gives it off to English. English trying to drive on Cade Nevins. Fadeaway shot is up and good. Ooh, tough basket for Deshaun English. That's a two-pointer, and it makes it a 5-4 Emporia State lead. And again, Pittsburgh State will apply some pressure in backcourt. Emporia State gets it into front court. Owen Long with the basketball. Top the key. He'll pull the trigger from three off the front end of the rim. No good. Rebound tracked down by English for Pittsburgh State. He'll give it off to Hardick, who has it in front court. Takes it to the right side of the floor. Puts it on a burst of speed. Gets underneath the basket. Reverse layup is up and good. Had a little stop and go underneath the basket that time and was able to get the defense out of position. And there's a turnover in Emporia State as Owen Long tried to lob it up the floor and maybe a little lackadaisical that time. 6-5, Pittsburgh State with a lead. 16:35 to play. This is Fournier. Thought about the three. Tries to drive on Mayim Boum and now needs some help. Shot clock down to 13. Hardick Jr. drives in the lane. Kicks it out on the wing left side to Polina. Tap the key. It goes to Shaw. Shaw backing down. Shot up and no good. Rebound will go to Elijah Commother here for Emporia State. And the Hornets come back the other way. Owen Long has it out front with the basketball. Goes between the legs with a dribble. Now backs it up to the half-court stripe. 16 minutes to go here in the first half. 6-5, Pittsburgh State with the lead. Mayim Boum gets the ball down low, working against Polina. Kicks it out to Owen Long. He'll shoot the contested three. Swish. A haircrafter's three for Owen Long, and Emporia State retakes the lead at 8-6. 15:44 to play first half. Hornet basketball brought to you by Emporia State University. Preparing students to go from classroom to career. Learn more at emporia.edu. This is English. Left side, top the key, Hardick. Now passes it on the wing right side to Shaw. Back out to Hardick to English. Left of the free throw circle near the three-point stripe. Elijah Commother here on him defensively. 6 seconds. Here's a three that's up and good. Ooh, with a hand in his face. Three-point basket good for Pittsburgh State. And it's a 9-8 Pittsburgh State lead. Commother, Owen Long, right side three off the mark. No good. Rebound tipped out, but it goes to Pittsburgh State. Pittsburgh State quickly into front court. Fournier for three. Good. That gives him 5 points, and it's a 12-8 four-point lead for Pittsburgh State. Cade Nevins with the basketball. Middle of the floor. Goes between the legs of the dribble. Gets a screen from Mayim Boum. Needs some help. Gives it off to Peyton Rogers-Schmidt. Back to Cade Nevins. Caden down the lane. Lost the ball. Pittsburgh State with a steal. They feed it up the floor to Shaw. Shaw at the other end. Gets a shot blocked. And they're going to call goaltending on Emporia State. Oh, they're going to call a pushing foul on Emporia State. They're going to call it on Mayim Boum. It'll be free throws out of the timeout. 14:24 to play here in the first half. 12-8, Pittsburgh State with the early lead on Emporia State. Rose will be at the free throw line out of the timeout. Hornet basketball being brought to you by Charlie's Place. Open 7 days a week with daily specials, 10 TVs to watch sports, play darts, and free pool on select days. Charlie's Place at 116 Commercial in Emporia. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet basketball on Mix 104.9.
Did you know that each year termites cause billions of dollars in damage? That's why you should consider the Centricon system with always active technology from McKenzie Pest Control to help prevent costly termite damage before it occurs. Centricon Always Active is always baited and always ready to protect your home or business from damaging termites. And it's affordable. Call McKenzie Pest Control for a free termite evaluation and learn how Centricon Always Active can help protect your biggest investment.
Don't feel bad if you're not a phone expert. That's what we're here for. At NextTech Wireless, we'll help you in the transition to a new device step by step. Want to customize the screen? We've got you. Have questions about some of the functions? We're happy to help. You're not just another number to us. Come see us today and we'll get you into the best phone for your needs. We're friends. We're neighbors. We are Kansas. NextTech Wireless.
Your home for Hornet sports. Today's best hits. Mix 104.9.
12-8, Pittsburgh State with a lead. Emporia State had an early lead, but Pittsburgh State has taken a four-point advantage with 14:24 to play in the first half. And Pittsburgh State's Jeremy Shaw will be at the free throw line. And the first free throw for Shaw is up and good. Shaw, junior out of St. Louis, is a 72% free throw shooter, and the second free throw is also good. And Pittsburgh State out to a 14-8 six-point lead here in the early going. Noggs Wawasek onto the floor for Emporia State. Takes the place of Caden Evans also on the floor. Atavian Butler. Here's Elijah Comethere. Hands it off to Butler. Butler in the lane to the rim. Shot no good, but he draws contact. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Picking up the personal foul will be Jeremy Shaw. That's his first team foul, number three on Pittsburgh State. Atavian Butler, 6'2 junior out of St. Louis, Missouri, a transfer from Missouri St. Louis. He averages 7 points and two rebounds. He had a nice game the other day. He's had a couple of nice games. As he misses the front end of the two-shot opportunity. On the season, Atavian, a 71% free throw shooter. Second free throw also no good, and the rebound will be tipped out of bounds to the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. 14-8, Pittsburgh State, 14:05 to play here in the first half. Pittsburgh State playing with a bounce in their step. Hardick has it out front. Right side, throws it away. Loose ball picked up by Atavian Butler. Feeds it up the floor. Owen Long has it on the wing left side. Being guarded awfully close by Hardick. Tries to drive on Hardick. Takes it to the rim. Finger roll layup is good for Owen Long. That gives him 5 points in the game. 14-10, Pittsburgh State. Hornet basketball brought to you by Carey's Diamonds. For the special gift to celebrate the biggest moments in your life, at 10:15 Industrial, here's a three-point shot. Wade tapped the key. That's good. Knocking down the three-pointer was Fournette Jr. That gives him 8 points in the game, and Pittsburgh State up by seven at 17-10. That's their biggest lead of the ball game. Here's Owen Long, gets a shot blocked by Pittsburgh State, and the Gorillas have the basketball. Again, Hornet basketball brought to you by Carey's Diamonds at 10:15 Industrial, where their difference is you. Pittsburgh State using some pressure defense, forcing Emporia State to turn it over. Here's a feed down low to English. Reverse layup, no good. A rebound goes to Owen Long for Emporia State. Owen across the timeline, gives it off to Comethere, kicks it out to Atavian Butler. Butler drives to the basket, draws contact, scores the bucket, and he'll go to the line for the end one. That's one of the reasons Emporia State coaches like Atavian Butler. He's not afraid to take it into the land of the Jolly Green Giants and draw contact. He was able to do that there, and he'll go to the free throw line for an end one opportunity. He's picking up the foul for Pittsburgh State was Jeremy Shaw. That's his second, team foul number four. He'll leave the lineup and be replaced by Albert McBride. Butler's free throw rims out, no good. Emporia State 0-for from the free throw. Or I take that back, Elijah Comethere made his first two free throws. 17-12, 5-point lead for Pittsburgh State. Out front with the ball, it's his Hardick Jr. Gives it off to English, back to Hardick Jr. Swings it left side to Fournette in the corner. They get it to McBride. Here's a three. That's good with a contested hand and a timeout taken by Coach Craig Doty. And Pittsburgh State now leads it by 8, 20-12. This will be a 30-second timeout taken by Coach Craig Doty as Pittsburgh State just stepping back and knocking down threes. They're playing without any fear at all. Deshaun English just knocked down that three-pointer. Or correction, that was Fournet who knocked down the three. That gives him 11 points in the contest. He is 3-for-4 from beyond the arc. And Emporia State needs to find an answer. It's Pittsburgh State has really got Emporia State out of kilter defensively. The Gorillas are shooting 53%. They're 4-for-6 from beyond the arc. That's 66%. Emporia State has missed three free throws. Substitution for Emporia State. Nogs Wawasik. Now it'll Lavelle Ziegler on the floor. Also Caden Evans back on the floor. Here's a pass into front court to Peyton Roger-Schmidt. Gives it off to Lavelle Ziegler. Nogs Wawasik, Peyton Roger-Schmidt, Elijah Kamath there. Caden Evans on the floor for Emporia State. Nogs Wawasik, right side, drives in the lane. Goes up with a shot off the glass. Missed it. Gets his own rebound. He'll lob it out to Peyton Roger-Schmidt, back to Nogs Wawasik with a shot clock down to 4. Nogs contested 3. It rims off no good. Rebound goes to Pittsburgh State's Deshaun English. 20-12, 8-point Pittsburgh State lead. 11:44 to play, first half. Out front with the basketball. This is English. Pittsburgh State has knocked down 4 threes, driving to the basket. Layup missing for Hardick Jr. Rebound Emporia State. Kamathir dished it off to Nogs Wawasik in the paint to Elijah Kamathir. His layup no good. Rebound being tipped around, and finally Pittsburgh State comes up with a basketball. Tough luck shooting for the Hornets. This is Hardick Jr. with the basketball. Tries to drive on Peyton Roger-Schmidt and a travel violation on Pittsburgh State. And Jeff Boshi can't understand the call, and the official says he shuffled his feet first. ...11-10 to go here in the first half. On it's down 20-12. Nogs Wawasik with the basketball. Has it out front. Drives it to the right side. Puts up the floater from 8 feet away. Shot bounces off. No good. Tip try goes to Pittsburgh State. Hornets just having a hard time getting the shot to go down. Try to drive to the basket. Layup good. Count the basket. And Deshaun English will be going to the free throw line. Picking up the foul will be Peyton Roger-Schmidt. And going to the free throw line will be Deshaun English. He has 7, looking for 8. And it's a 10-point lead for Pittsburgh State. And this Hornet crowd is stunned. Owen Long back into the floor for Emporia State. Deshaun English. Free throws on the way and no good. And the rebound goes to Pittsburgh State. And a travel violation after getting the rebound was Landon Huglet. Turnover gives it back to Emporia State. Pittsburgh State will apply some backcourt pressure. Lavelle Ziegler gets the inbounds pass. Lobs it up the floor to Elijah Kamath there. Elijah driving to the basket, goes to the rim, missed the shot, but he draws the foul. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Maybe that's what Emporia State needs to do, drive it right to the basket, see if they can't draw a foul, and they did. Picking up the foul will be Calvin Polina. That is his first. Team foul number 5 on Pittsburgh State. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. The latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Free throw good for Elijah Kamath there. He has 3 points, all coming from the free throw line. His second free throw is good. So he has 4 points. 22-14, Hornets down by 8. Hardick gets the ball across the timeline. Swings it to the right side of the floor. That's Huglet. Now they get it down low to Polina, who spins around Peyton Roger-Schmidt and gets the layup. Hornets being pressured in backcourt. 24-14. Lob it into front court. Caden Evans now gives it off to Owen Long. Well, this Pittsburgh State defense has been pretty impressive. Really not giving Emporia State any easy looks. Here's Elijah Kamath there. Drives. Nothing open there. 10 seconds. Here comes the double team on him. 6 seconds. Elijah down the lane to the rim. Layup. Good. Elijah Kamath here with six.
Well, it's back within eight. Now they need a stop defensively. Here's a stop and go drive by Hardick. His shot is up and good.
Hardick Jr. with four. Well, he just had a stop and go and was able to get the basket to the rim. 26-16. Emporia State just can't get a stop defensively. They need to keep making shots, though, as well. Down to 9:40 to play in the first half. This Pittsburgh State team playing some pretty good defense right here. Owen Long kicks it out to Caden Evans. Back out to Owen Long. Top the key for three. It's missing. Nobody there to rebound for Emporia State. And Hughley comes up with a basketball for Pittsburgh State, and they almost turn it over, but they save it from going out of bounds. This is English. Back out front to Hardick. Directing the offense. Gives it off to English. Drives on Owen Long. Here comes a double team on him. Shot clock down to 10. To McBride in the corner. It goes to Polina. Pass in the paint. Knocked out of bounds by Caden Evans. It'll remain Pittsburgh basketball with 5 seconds on the shot clock. 9:01 to play on the game clock. And Pittsburgh State leading 26-16. What a basketball being brought to you by Next Tech Wireless for the latest wireless technology. Fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Let's pause 1 minute. This is Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
If you want bragging rights for the best night ever, head to Emporia's newest nightclub, The Station, in downtown Emporia. The Station is a space for everyone, with an extensive drink menu and late-night eats, pool tables, air hockey, darts, and more. Need space for your crew? The Station is ready for every party, with banquet rooms for events big or small, for both young and old. For current hours and specials, find The Station on Facebook. The Station at 402 Merchant, where Emporia connects.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hit. Mix 104.9.
26-16, Pittsburgh State with the lead. 9:01 to play, first half. Pittsburgh State will have the ball. 5 seconds on the shot clock. They'll play it inbounds on the baseline just to the right of the basket. Pittsburgh State trying to get the ball inbounds. The count is on. They'll play it inbounds to English. His fadeaway shot doesn't draw anything, and Emporia State ends up with a basketball. Owen Long across the timeline. Gives it off to Lavelle Ziegler, left side. Out front it goes to Caden Evans. Shovels it off to Owen Long. Owen working out front. Kicks it off to Caden Evans on the wing, right side. He'll shoot the contested three. Shot off the mark, no good. Rebound to Pittsburgh State. Girls had three red jerseys around that basketball. They were able to outwork Mayim Boom for the rebound. Hardick Jr. with the ball, trying to drive underneath the. He gets bumped, but doesn't get called. He'll hand it off to English, working against Kamath there. Tries to drive, and what are they going to call? A block foul on Elijah Kamath there. It'll be ball out of bounds for Pittsburgh State. Kamath there picking up his first personal foul. What a basketball being brought to you by Bunge North America, dedicated to improving the agribusiness and food production chain since 1818. Pittsburgh State gets 20 seconds put on the shot clock. They'll play it inbounds to the right of the basket on the baseline. They try to get the ball inbounds, and they finally do play it inbounds to Polina. Count is on. He'll zip it to Huglet. Try to drive. Now feeds it in the paint. Hardick gets the basket to go. 6 points for Hardick. He's been a ball of energy. 28-16, 12-point Pittsburgh State lead. This is their biggest lead of the bowl game. Kamath there has it out front. Takes it to the right side of the floor. Pulls up from 15. Shot off the mark. No good. Rebound out of bounds to Emporia State. Fortunately, there were three red jerseys all around that basketball for a rebound. Fortunately, went out of bounds off of Pittsburgh State, so Emporia State will keep the basketball. Gage McGuire checks in for Emporia State, replacing Elijah Comether. Emporia State plays it into Caden Evans. Mayan Boom has a way out on the wing right side. Goes on the dribble, drives it in the paint. He'll kick it out to Lavelle Ziegler for a three. Yes. A hair crafter's three for Lavelle Ziegler. Makes it 28-19. Hornets down by nine. Let's see if the Hornets can come up with another stop here. 7:25 to play in the first half. Hardick gives it off to English. Back to Hardick on the left side. Tries to drive on Mayan Boom. Now kicks it in the corner to English, trying to drive on Caden Evans. Spins to the baseline. Needs some help. Gives it off to Hardick. Hardick gets it underneath the basket, and they're going to call a push foul on Emporia State's Caden Evans. So he was working the baseline. And Caden picks up his first personal foul. 14 foul on Emporia State. Tavian Butler will check in for Emporia State, replacing Caden Evans. Water basketball brought to you by McKenzie Pest Control. Working hard to safely protect your family from unwanted pests all year long. Pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie at 620-342-4222. Inbounds pass stolen away by Lavelle Ziegler. Layup at the other end is good. Lavelle Ziegler gets the steal and the score. He has five, and it's down to a seven-point deficit for Emporia State. 28-21 with 6:49 to go. Hardick underneath the basket, missed the layup. Rebound, Lavelle Ziegler comes up with it, and he gets fouled as he tries to head up the floor. Emporia State will get the ball out of bounds. Picking up the personal foul will be Quentin Hardick Jr. He's a little slow to get up, grimacing as he walks up the floor. So Emporia State will have the basketball. Lavelle Ziegler has given Emporia State a little spark here, both on the defensive and offensive end. Tavian Butler has it on the wing left side. Gets a screen from Gage McGuire. Tavian needing some help. Gives it out to Owen Long. 16 seconds on the shot clock. Goes between the legs with a dribble. Trying to drive. Takes it in the lane to the rim. Layup is good for Owen Long. Owen was seven. And it's 28-23. Five-point differential. 6:13 to play here in the first half. Hardick Jr. with the basketball. Right wing three off the mark. No good for Landon Huglet. And Emporia State the other way. Latavian Butler trying to bring the ball up the floor. Lost the dribble. Loose ball picked up by Fournay Jr. Fournay now gives it off to Hardick. He'll have it middle of the floor. Directs the offense. Takes it to the right side of the floor. Now swings it to Huglet on the left side. Now tries to lob it down low. They get it inside to Polina, who gets the easy layup. 30-23. Pittsburgh State up by seven with 5:36 to go. Owen Long gives it off to Gage McGuire. Now to Lavelle Ziegler. Back to Owen Long. Waits for a screen from Mayim Boom. Gets a screen from Mayim. Pulls up from 15. Shot good. Owen Long with nine. 30-25. Hornets within five. 5:17 to go. Hornets need another stop defensively here. Huglet has it on the wing right side. Pulls up from 15. Shot in and out. No good. Rebound to Gage Owen for Emporia State. 5:03 to play. First half. 30-25. Pittsburgh State. Emporia State with the ball. Owen Long out front. Goes from right to left. Goes in the corner. Tavian Butler back out to Owen Long. Dangerous pass. 12 seconds on the shot clock for Owen. Telling everybody to spread the floor. Owen trying to drive. Gets a screen. Gets it in the paint. Gives it off to Gage McGuire. They're going to call a shot clock violation on Emporia State. And that'll take us to our under five media timeout. 4:37 to play in the first half. 30-25. Pittsburgh State with a lead. What a basketball being brought to you by PT Associates like ESU basketball. PT Associates is committed to excellence. PT Associates of Emporia, 12th and Industrial, where hard work pays off. Let's pause 1 minute. You're listening to Hornet Basketball on Mix 104.9.
You don't have to be a tech expert to enjoy the latest devices. Get a Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus or iPhone 14 Pro Max half off at Next Tech Wireless. Not only are you getting a great deal on those devices, you're also getting them with a great customer service guarantee. We'll help you get your information transferred from your old phone and help you learn the ins and outs of your new phone. Next Tech Wireless.
Call the Top Guns, the masters of disaster, when creepy crawly critters show up on the scene.
For over 50 years, McKenzie Pest Control has offered quality service to all of East Central Kansas. With a knowledgeable staff and hometown service, let McKenzie Pest Control make your home or business pest-free the best it can be. Call McKenzie Pest Control, professionals you can depend on.
McKenzie Pest-Free, the best it can be.
KFFX Emporia, today's best hits, Mix 104.9.
30-25, Pittsburgh stay with the lead and the basketball. 4:37 to play in the first half. Emporia State led early, but Pittsburgh State went on a run. They've led by as many as 12. The last time they had a 12-point lead was at 28-16. Here's English trying to drive. Left side, kicks it top the key, left open for a three. Shot in and out, no good. Rebound to Emporia State's LaVille Ziegler. That was R.J. Fournet who missed that three-pointer. Owen Long with the basketball, gives it off Mayim Boom. Top the free throw circle. Gives it off to Owen Long on the wing left side. Zips it in the corner right side. Three-point shot and air ball put up by Octavian Butler. Rebound. Nope. That shot clock should not have been reset. And they will reset the shot clock. They're going to have to figure out where the shot clock was at as it inadvertently got reset. And they'll figure out where the shot clock should be at. It inadvertently got reset. Emporia State in this first half, just 9 of 21 from the floor. Pittsburgh State 12 of 24. They are 4 of 8 beyond the arc. Emporia State 3 of 10 beyond the arc. The Hornets are 4 of 7 from the free throw line. Pittsburgh State 2 of 3. Both teams with 13 rebounds. Pittsburgh State led by R.J. Fournet with 11 points. Emporia State being led by Owen Long with 9. Emporia State has trailed by as many as 12 points at 28-16. Their biggest lead was at 5-2 when they had a three-point lead. So they got off to a quick start, but Pittsburgh State has kind of controlled this first half. Out of the Emporia State will be sending Owen Long, Elijah Comether, Caden Evans, Peyton Rogers Schmidt and Mayim Boom onto the floor. What a basketball being brought to you by The Station, Emporia's nightclub and event venue at 402 Merchant, open Thursday through Saturday. The Station, where Emporia connects. Shot clock at 10. One is played into Elijah Comether, free throw circle. Backs down the defense. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Almost lost the dribble with 4 seconds. Puts up the fadeaway shot. Scores the bucket. Oh, mercy. 8 points for Elijah Comether, and it's a three-point ball game, 30-27. Sometimes prayers get answered right away. Sometimes you have to wait for them. There's a feed down low. They get it to Polina. It gets the defense in the air. A shot is up, no good, but a foul's going to be called first. They call the foul on Peyton Rogers Schmidt. That'll be his second. Team foul number 5 on Emporia State. Gage McGuire will check in for Emporia State. It's going to the free throw line will be Kelvin Polina. He gets 2 free throws here. 6'8 senior out of the Netherlands, a transfer from Bethune-Cookman. He makes the first free throw. He'll get a second one. 3:35 to play here in the first half, 31-27, a 4-point lead for Pittsburgh State. Second free throw coming for Kelvin Polina. And he makes both of the free throws. 32-27, 5-point lead for Pittsburgh State. Again, Emporia State will be facing full court pressure. But they back off, do the Pittsburgh State Gorillas. Here's Owen Long, goes down low to Elijah Comether. He gets fouled on the shot attempt. He'll be at the line to shoot a pair. Picking up the personal foul will be Albert McBride, 6'3 junior out of Houston, Texas, by way of Coffeyville Community College. And Elijah Comether will step to the free throw line once again. This is his third trip to the charity stripe here in this first half. Hornets trail it by 5. First free throw is good for Elijah. Gives him 9 points. He's tied with Owen Long for the team lead in scoring. He'll get a second free throw here. Here's a second free throw, and this one is also good for Elijah, and he has 10 points, and six of those coming from the charity stripe. 32-29, three-point differential. Pittsburgh State with the lead of the basketball. Hardick Jr. with the ball over on the wing right side. Passes it out front. Saved by Fournay Jr. Back to Hardick. Tries to drive. Gets it underneath the basket. Nothing open there. Here's a three-point shot that's off the mark. No good for McBride. And the rebound to Owen Long. And Emporia State comes the other way. Owen has it top of the key. Drives it in the paint. Stops. Needs some help. Fadeaway shot. No. Rebound tip try. No good by Gage McGuire. Gets the rebound back. Stick back is good this time. He had a couple of opportunities, but Gage McGuire was able to get one to go down. 32-31. Pittsburgh State by one with 2:37 to play. Hornets have climbed back to this one. They haven't taken the lead yet. Hardick Jr. to the rim. Layup is good. He got a step on Gage McGuire that time. 34-31. Three-point lead for Pittsburgh State. 2:24 to play in the half. Owen Long across the timeline. Right side, it goes to Gage McGuire. Gage gives it off to Mayan Boone. Left open for three. Nope, not this time. Rebound to Pittsburgh State. Grill is in the front court. Three-pointer from the deep right corner is good. Knocking down the three-pointer, R.J. Fournay, and that gives him 14 points in the first half. And it's back to a six-point Pittsburgh State lead. Here's Elijah Cometh there. In traffic, shot up, and good. Elijah Cometh here, 12 points, 37-34, or 33. Four-point lead for Pittsburgh State. Here's Hardick Jr. driving in the lane. He'll kick it out for a three that's up and good. Wow. By Deshaun English. He has 10, and Pittsburgh State raining down the threes. That's their sixth made three here in this first half. Top the key, Mayim Boom, right side. Caden Evans for three. No. Rebound. Elijah Cometh here couldn't come up with it. 40-33. 7-point Pittsburgh State lead. A minute 16 to go. In the lane. Floater up and good for Albert McBride. And Pittsburgh State has bumped it up to a 9-point lead once again. Hornets had it down to one. Just couldn't get the shots to go down. Now they can't get stops. Pittsburgh State is starting to make shots. Here's Gage McGuire. Way out on the wing left side. In the corner goes to Elijah Cometh here. Here comes a double team on him. They go to Caden Evans. Back to Elijah. He's open for three. No. And a battle for the rebound and a foul's going to be called on Pittsburgh State as Gage McGuire gets knocked to the floor. Picking up the foul will be Quentin Hardick Jr. His second team foul, number 8, on Pittsburgh State. And Gage McGuire will be at the free throw line with a 1-1 opportunity. Gage, the 6'7 sophomore out of Coldwater, Michigan, stepping to the line. Gage on the season, a 53% free throw shooter. And the free throw is no good. 42-33, 9-point lead for Pittsburgh State. What a basketball brought to you by Next Tech Wireless. Latest in wireless technology, fastest network, best coverage. Your next step is Next Tech Wireless, located inside the Flint Hills Mall. Here's a 3-point shot off the mark for Pittsburgh State. Rebound to Emporia State, down to 28 seconds to go in the half. Emporia State had it down to 1-point differential. They just couldn't get the basket to take the lead, and then they couldn't stop Pittsburgh State as the Gorillas knocked down a couple of big threes. They've made six threes here in this first half. Emporia State with only three made threes. Here's Owen Long. Has the ball knocked away. Comes up with it, and Emporia State will turn it over with 5 seconds to go. Credit the defense of Pittsburgh State, R.J. Fournay, forcing the turnover. And Emporia State not handling the pressure real well right now. Pittsburgh State will take the use it or lose it timeout here in the first half of the Gorillas have a 9-point lead. Their biggest lead in the first half was by 16 to 28-16. And the Hornets came storming back. It looked like they were getting ready to take the lead, but Pittsburgh State had other ideas. This is a team that's just playing out the string. There's no MIAA tournament for them next week. So all they have is these last couple games of the season. They won on Saturday, defeating Nebraska Kearney, and they have Emporia State on the ropes here in the first half. They've out shot Emporia State. They've taken 30 shots to 29 for Emporia State. They've made 16 of them, but six of them have been from beyond the arc. Emporia State just 3 of 13 from beyond the arc. Pittsburgh State to play the ball inbounds in backcourt. And bringing the ball into front court, Hardick gets to the rim. Shot up, blocked out of bounds by Mayim Boom, and that will be the end of a half. Our halftime score, Pittsburgh State 42, Emporia State 33. We'll be back with our Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show right after this timeout. You're listening to What a Basketball on Mix 104.9.
At Bungie North America, they take great pride in sourcing soybeans grown from our local farmers and turning them into products used by the most trusted names in the food industry. Bungie has been building relationships with farmers and customers for over 200 years to produce quality oilseed to make value-added ingredients. They've worked to understand their needs and develop relationships built on service, quality, satisfaction, and trust. Bungie North America, helping feed the world since 1818.
There's nothing better than keeping a little bit of a loved one with you everywhere you go. Hi, this is Carrie from Carrie's Diamonds, and we can take your loved one's handwriting or even fingerprint and make a one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that you will love for a lifetime. We offer in-house custom design and engraving, so let's get together and create that perfectly unique jewelry item or gift to celebrate the life of the person you love. Carrie's Diamonds, 1015 Industrial Road, across from the fairgrounds. Our difference is you.
It's time now for the Long Pine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongPineAuto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Long Pine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longbineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.